Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
I'm going to introduce Susie, who's going to her session on creative bodies. Susie works in different contexts as a dance artist, pedagogue, activist, and body therapist with the Panteray approach. She doesn't believe in the separation of art, therapy, and life. And on the basis of this, she understands her work is rather to unlearn or to rediscover what the body has and what has always been there. So with that, I'm going to hand over to Susie. It's all yours, Susie.
Hello, good morning or good evening. I don't know, it depends where you are based. We will make a mix of being really practical and really practice different stuff or give you tools, and also like a mix of sharing questions that are coming up through the practice itself. And yeah, I will guide you through everything. We will already start with a game. I like to play games, different games. And one of my favorite games is called the noticing game. And it's super easy. It is, I didn't invent it. It's from circling or so-called authentic relating. It's also, I think there are also people on the conference using it. And I have, it is more actually like an interpersonal thing usually, but I picked it up for myself and use it as a constant explorative game that I actually play alone with myself and every time, all the time when I want to. So you can really use it every day, every time in your daily life. It's very easy. And it is like, there's a phrase which is called like, I notice. And you are kind of filling this phrase with what you are noticing inside of yourself. That can be very, that can be different stuff from thoughts, feelings and emotions, physical sensations, movements, and maybe also nothing. So it's really about like a constant journey that you have for yourself, exploring what your body actually is, how much do you know about yourself as an embodied being, but where's also stuff that you don't know yet. And with this game, you can really explore this as a lifelong journey for yourself, and you can really take off can with this very simple game, you can take responsibility for yourself in your body and can explore different things. like your thoughts, your feelings, emotions, physical sensations or energy flowing into you. But there's also something, maybe sometimes you don't notice anything, which is also fine. So we, when you are in the state of like, oh, I notice something, then I also ask myself further, how is that for me, what I notice? For example, I notice my heart is kind of beating fast, and it's a mixture of I feel vulnerable, and where I feel a bit like, whew. And at the same time, I'm also excited about it because it also feels that I'm very alive, as an example. So you can, or that's like the exploration that I invented, or like expanded the game is like, or how is that for me? And then you can play with if it's like something that is interesting for you. Is it possible to be to open yourself to allow this, what is ever gonna happening inside of you? Or is it like something that feels uncomfortable for you, where you are a bit like, that's maybe a bit like too much right now, or it feels, as I said, it feels vulnerable, or it's new, I'm unsure, or you really notice, oh no, that's really uncomfortable. So that is kind of two options, I call them surrender or transform, which basically means that you then kind of either allowing this whatever you notice inside of yourself to give it space. This I would call surrender towards what is happening inside of you, and transform is a bit more like, yeah, no, I already know, I don't like it, I change it. For example, as I already said with the, oh, I notice my heart is beating very intense, and I feel a bit, my body is shivering. Can I allow this to happen? And can I not be like, no, I don't want to feel it. Can I give myself a bit more space for what is already happening inside of me? Transforming is, I think it's also, both things are kind of interrelated and maybe not so much separated. So I already, as I noticed, oh, it helps me if I to allow this, if I, for example, I notice right now, oh, if I give myself a bit more space in my body, and if I stretch myself, it's much more easier for me to be with the excitement in my body. Or I notice a bit like, oh, my forehead is, I think it's a bit stiff, and I transform it if I, because I know already this sensation very well, and I can touch my forehead and move it and touch it and breathe, and because I know already myself and my body, oh, I can touch it, and oh, I can breathe and use my voice. And with that, I give more space to that, and I transform it, and I notice, oh, it's much better. I arrive already better in space. I notice how the energy from my head is flowing into my body. I notice how my feet are getting very warm. So this is kind of the noticing game. My questions are, I hope everybody understood it. If not, you have now time to ask when you didn't have understood what I mean with this game. It's I repeat it shortly, like you have this phrase, I notice. You can say it for yourself loud, but you can also do it silently, or I do it often silently, because when I'm in public space or something, it would be a bit weird to say it. And then you can fill it with whatever you notice already, and you can explore it for you. Are there things that are new for you that you notice, or are there things that are very familiar with you? And to play with it and to see how this noticing brings you in a journey to, yeah, to explore yourself in your body, and to, yeah, be curious about you, because there are lots of things that we don't know about ourselves and in our bodies, and but we maybe want to know and to connect with them if we notice them, and exploring them in ourselves. Ah, there's a question coming up. Where meditation can come down. That's a good question. Is noticing making the mind overactive? I think, or I also see that, or I also experience that there is often an understanding of the mind is like, it's not good that the mind is too active. But I would question that actually, in a sense, because how I experience myself and also the people I'm working with, I think we are human beings who are thinking and feeling and sensing, and who are doing different things at the same time, always, most of the time happening. And I think I would separate, like, something I would call more creative mind and thinking, and maybe something maybe a bit not create, or where it's a bit more stuck. I would make a differentiation between both of that. I think, and as I also said, you can notice, oh, I notice my mind is very busy. I notice a lot of thoughts going on inside of me. This is part of the game. What does it make for you when you notice that? This is something that you can explore for yourself. What does it make with you if it's like, how is it, do you enjoy it as a sensation? Is it fine for you and there's actually not a problem? Or do you notice, it exhausts me and I don't like it either? And you can also play with both things. What does it make if you are letting it happen, and what does it make if you are a bit more like, no, I don't want it right now? This is part of the exploration you can do, actually. Another question. Well, there's something I think noticing in the body is a classic way of focusing the mind. I'm not sure whether I understand what the take host, yeah. I think it's also not, I think every questions are fine so far, as I see there is not much questions, or I answered them. So I would, really give us a timer right now for 5 minutes and playing this game for ourselves with us now, and see what's going to happen, where does it bring us, and afterwards we can share in the chat again, like, what were our experience with this. And the 5 minutes are starting now. I don't see you, and I will not explain you what I'm doing, because I just do it what I need, what I have the feeling what is right for me now within the structure of this game. And you can also do that. And if it helps you, you can have your eyes open or closed, because I think it's sometimes it's easier to have them closed. And it's really like an explorative journey. Things are changing constantly, or maybe not. It can also be possible that you don't like or cannot move. It's really like a personal journey. So 5 minutes are already over. Are there some questions? Now you have time to share some questions or some observations of your experiences you made that you want to share with the group in the chat. You have time for it now if there's something you want to share. I wait a bit. If there's something happening, if there's not something happening, we will go further with the next. For instance, or I can start sharing that I notice that it helped me really. And to slow down and to arrive more in the space and to, before it felt a bit like, very like up in the space and in the air. And I noticed that it's really good for me to make slow movements. To feel my feet, to feel my weight. Someone shared something also. I noticed extra COVID kilos, also interesting. Yeah, I noticed I was holding my breath a little bit. Was good to consciously breathe, yeah. I can connect to that experience a lot with the breath, how much we are holding our breath. And yeah. So I guess it was everything. And we will start with another practice. As my understanding, I have this like very dense background where it's and performing arts where things are a lot of like technique and stuff. And for my own journey, I noticed at some point that I'm unsatisfied and you get like really, I was remembering when I was a child, I just loved to play around, make running around and move kind of freely. And during my education and dance and performing arts, everything becomes like very kind of technical and you kind of easily lose kind of joy inside yourself or what the joy is of like using really your body as a tool to express and also to connect from within yourself. And I noticed there's a lack of like an education also of like really exploring yourself as a human being with all that you have from your thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, also from your history. And how this kind of blocks you and also gives a lot away of the joy that you can actually have and that you are with your body. So that's kind of for me the research. How can I make this more joyful again and also less serious and like a really joyful exploration. And joyful and playful and also coming away from like we know everything or we have like this is what dance is like is very like of technique or very different techniques you can learn and also noticing the body has a lot of wisdom already inside of you and how can we can connect this inner wisdom that everybody already has to use it and to explore it more and to give it more space and also in the dance and coming a bit away from this is dance and this is not dance, and like what looks nice and good as dance or something. And I think we are all very good in our society growing up, very easily judge ourselves of how things look like, and to really come into the sensations and don't think about too much how does it look like, or how is it, how do I read it myself, or how is it maybe read from outside, like, yeah, to other people. So I just like to use the noticing game further, more into a dance practice, which I call unserious dance. It's very easy. You can already use the noticing game that we that I introduced you, and you can use it, and you can notice what is already inside of you and play with reducing what is already inside of you or enlarging it to the outwards. For example, I notice joy inside of me when I'm not moving right now. And so I reduce the outer movement to feel and experience more the really super subtle and tiny joy and energy flow that is going on inside of me. Or I enlarge this and I know, oh, I have a body, how can I enlarge this sensation of joy inside of me and bring it into really big movements, or a different way of movements expression for me, and can explore this and bring this in all my different body parts. So this is the unserious dance practice. Do you have any question about it? Then you can put the questions now in the text, in the chat, sorry. there's someone I know. Hi, Lisa. Do the people you work with think it is easy to find into this noticing technique? That's a good question. My question back to you is like, do you think it is, do you think it's difficult for you? I would say the technique itself is very easily, because it's kind of interesting. It's a really good question. Because you can, it's just this phrase, and you can basically you can fill it with everything. And there's no right or wrong for this. For instance, I don't notice anything, or I have no idea, or I have difficulties with this. This can also be or is already part of the noticing, I would say. If as a person would struggle with it. I think what is general with practice, or that's with my dancing, also with dancing background, you learn a lot through repetition and to stick to something. So it makes lots of sense, I would say, whatever technique it is, what technique is right for you, stay with it and explore this technique a lot. And this can be the noticing thing, but it can also be, it can be anything. But what I know also from my, it's good to stick to something longer, what really attracts you. And for me, the noticing is really easy because it gives, it is for me like a bit like a paradox game structure, like it makes really a frame and a and really set things in a limit, because I think it's also good to have limits or rules to some point, and at the same time there are so many possibilities, because it's really like a really personal thing. There's as I said, there's no right or wrong, and it's really about like noticing where are you right now and exploring that in different ways. So I think for me it's very easily, but it can definitely be that for other people this technique is like that other people cannot connect to this technique. I think it's totally fine, and there's nothing wrong with it. So I hope it answered your question. I think there are of course people who cannot who don't find it easy. Definitely. I have no question about it. Yeah, I hope it answered your question. So coming back to the unserious dance, also I would say 5 minutes, I think it's also because time is already kind of over, kind of like further, that we give 5 minutes again. I repeat, the unserious dance, it's like what we have already done. And being with it, or maybe it's also as I also in the beginning, as I said, you have these two options of, it can really be a choice that you are like that you cannot connect to this technique, or that you don't want to right now, or I think this can be part of the process. I really look like everything is part of the process, whatever it is. Like to really integrate it, or that's the openness of the game. Like where you are is like the right place right now, and that's it. And how do you work from that it's the right place where you are right now? Because very often we, also for different reasons, I would say, and there are also good reasons that you don't feel right with it. But yeah, it's an explorative process. So 5 minutes, I repeat again, to coming back. It's like notice what is already inside of you and playing with reducing it and enlarging it, like make it small or make it bigger. If it helps you can also now make music or a song that you like for yourself into your ear. And if that supports you, for instance, if you don't need music, you also don't need, but I want to encourage you because sometimes, it's, or if it comes to the feeling of joy, it's like if something that you already know or like, and use it and take it. So maybe you have a song that you like, you can play it now and use it for the exploration. If not, like me, I do it without. 5 minutes. 5 minutes are over. So, are there any questions, experiences, something you want to share with the group? You can do it now. I noticed that that it's really a weird experience to not to not see you and cannot really interact with you live. It's totally new for me, and it's kind of, it's funny because I kind of have a sense that there are people somewhere joining me, and at the same time I feel really for myself, and I have this idea of tuning in with each other. And how how is this when we are like this, and not like in a live workshop session situation? It's like really new for me, and makes different things with me. The chat. Interesting, notice my change in pace, rising and falling. I also noticed this with this pace once I got into it. 5 minutes seemed quite short, yes. I can totally understand that, or it is quite short. And unfortunately, we don't have that much time. Somebody else, I moved so dynamic and crazy, my crazy dance. cool. It's really it's really nice to read the stuff in your chat, and to get that feedback. If you want, please click on Rise and Win. You're doing great, Susie. Thank you, Mark. It's nice to hear. I need to check in, I think. Maybe just one short exercise before we go and just like chat mode. And I feel like I need to be really nice and gentle to myself, to my body. So I just start to be really nice and give myself a nice body shower, and whoever feels wants to join can join, just 1 or 2 minutes. Very short, and we'll be like, oh, thank you. We can kind of thank our body, how much our body is doing for us, how much our body is always there for us. We don't need to do anything for it. It's always there. And be like, oh, thank you, my body. You are so nice and sweet and juicy. And give yourself, your body, a bit of appreciation. That it does, it constantly works all the time from since you were born until now. Did so much stuff all the time for you. Nice, you're sweet.
body anima. I call it. Yes. That's it. Because I see it's not that much time left. I was surprised how the movement took over and was freer without music. Ah, that's also, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Thanks for good health. I would not let you. Oh, thank you. Thank you too, Mark, for the good health. Also, Katerina, thank you for allowing the stance. I would not let craziness out by myself today. It's free without music, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think I can, I shortly, whenever you have questions now, you can ask for the minutes and yeah, I share a bit, I talk a bit of like, what the about my ideas on my own exploration and research and how I work with people. I think we people want to connect more with I want to connect people more to themselves, and this means for everybody, for every human being, because every human being is so unique and so individual, like none is like the other. So I kind of want to connect everybody more with themselves, and this also means a different process for everybody, and it also means like different maybe different goals or desire where to get with the practice. So I think there are different, I long also for this freeness and maybe craziness, or I would say positive craziness, because the word craziness is also kind of stigmatized in different ways. We kind of get out in our society where everything is like really, we are not allowed to be too much as, but also at the same time also, not be maybe too little or something like that. And really, how can we really break out of this and find our own way to be more alive, and this means also a lot more joy, but it means also life is not just happiness, it means also grief and disappointments and I would say not positive feelings or sensations. And how can we, because I understand, I think emotions are actually I think we are very smart, and in our society we are really like, I think it starts very young. I mean, when you look at children are very free and express themselves all the time, and there's often it's not a thing to cry, and in the next moment you jump around happy and it's fine, and like normalize that it's normal. And when we get older, we are not, and we are all getting really stuck and don't express and not fully live ourselves. And yeah, so I kind of, it's gotta keep moving. It's easier to see the path of an emotion. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, of course. How can we, I think my goal is how can we be all more alive and with all the different, with all shades from black to white and in between. And in my one-to-one sessions, I have which is also really based on the Pantarei approach. It's really like, how can you can connect to yourself and connect to your uniqueness? And it also goes, I think the path you will meet, as we also say on the conference, we are all traumatized in really different ways and levels. How can we also have noticed that this is path of our way? How can we deal with that? How can we solve that? And it really depends from person to person. And I think we have a lot of a tendency of like making ourselves smaller, or that we cannot, that we are not capable of intensity and muchness. But I think we really are. We are so, and our culture makes a bit like, makes us smaller than we are actually. We are really, I think everybody has at least one thing or in life, like situations that are extreme, and how capable we are to live through that, and how capable we are of changing things, and I think there's so much wisdom already inside of us. And we really, I think we need to allow this more and give it more space. I think it's maybe part of our wound is not allowing all the richness and the, because it's not always just nice and to allow others and give it more space and see it like also in the bigger context of who we are as an individual in different contexts with different people in this world that is going crazy, where we are right now as a humanity. And also I think it's exciting actually, and we have a lot of, I think actually it's a chance to move a lot into directions we probably don't know yet also. And the Pantarei approach is, I think one of my teachers, she already gave a session last weekend. If you put Pantarei approach, you will probably find also one of my teachers.
Yeah, maybe you could, hi Susie. If you could maybe find that and put the link in the chat if that's possible. We have to bring the session to an end shortly.
I have actually nothing more to say, just I hope I give you like just a really simple tool you can either connect with or not, and if not, it's totally fine. I think the conference is the best example that how unique and individual we are, and how it's really like your thing to grab whatever is useful for you, and to really trust it and take it. And maybe it's something for me, but maybe it's something from somebody totally else, and this is also fine.
Yeah, I think it's good to go for what really attracts us. We have our own individual things.
Totally. Well,
thanks very much for that, Susie. That was really, I feel a bit unserious now. I like a bit of unserious dance. I'm going to make a few announcements, and then I'm just going to come back to you at the end and ask what your top tip for embodiment is. So have a think about that for a moment, just while I make a few announcements. Thanks very much for that, Susie. It was great. A few things. Primarily, the conference is coming to an end, and you'll want to get the videos. There's been lots of sessions. There'll be lots of sessions that you've seen and that you'll want to remind yourself of. There'll be lots of sessions that you haven't seen that you'll want to see. So your chance to buy the video library before it doubles in price at the end of the conference is now. There's other ways you can contribute. It's possible to if you work professionally in the trauma field, you're also entitled to get, I think, discount. I think it may even be free to get the videos. There's other ways you can contribute. I mean, this is a huge enterprise. You know, there's a lot of effort, a lot of work goes into this, a lot of money is spent on it. And the best way that you can support it going ahead is actually to invest in the video recordings. Next session up is Deborah J. Lewin from Open Floor International. What else? We've got coffee breaks. If you want to continue and discuss anything, you can go join one of the coffee breaks. What else? Join the Facebook groups. There's links to the Embodiment Conference Facebook group, Dance and Creativity channel. Keep connected. That was great. I feel connected this morning. Back to you, Susie, for what is your top tip for embodiment?
Sorry?
What is your top, give me a one-line tip for, what's your, a tip for embodiment? What would you say if I said to you, what's your one tip for embodied living, just in one little sentence?
You are already in it, and go with what attracts you.
Great, right. Thanks very much. Yeah, you're already in it, and go with what attracts you. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Susie. I think that's all the information. And enjoy the rest of the conference, everyone.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you.